It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. The Howard brothers were some of the most well-known businessmen of Fredonia during the second half of the 19th century. Louis, Edward, Frank, and Clarence were four of eight children born to Edward and Emily Howard between 1839 and 1850. In February 1868, along with others, Louis and Edward bought the corner lot of Water and East Main Streets in the village and put up a three-story brick building, the Union Block. The building contained several operations, including the Howard Brothers bookstore and jewelry business. Louis, who had been ill with consumption for some time, died in October 1874. In September 1875, Edward and Clarence formed the Independent Watch Company in Fredonia. This was followed by the Lakeshore Watch Company and the Empire Watch Company. All three were used to resell watches that were purchased from other manufacturers. In 1881, the Howard brothers started their own watchmaking company. On March 24, 1881, the Independent Watch Company of Fredonia was incorporated. The stockholders included Mark Twain. Unfortunately, by September 1882, Twain had become suspicious that a swindle was in the works and prepared to expose the Howard brothers in the press. But the brothers prevented any public controversy by giving Twain his money back. In 1883, the Howard brothers established the Fredonia Watch Company, and by early 1885, they had established the company office in Chicago. By December of that year, they had organized the Peoria Watch Company in Peoria, Illinois, to which they transferred the Fredonia Watch Company operation and closed the East Main Street factory. Frank Howard continued the operation of the jewelry store in the same location on East Main Street until June 1892, when he sold the business. Thus ended all ties of the Howard brothers in Fredonia. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.